broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. The checks and balances are key, folks. Most people really don't understand how important the checks and balances really are. They're vital to the preservation of the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Really, serious, serious business indeed. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Man, there's so much news going on. It's just crazy. In fact, yesterday it was so crazy, we wanted to do a two-hour special broadcast. We didn't even have time to recap the previous show. So, on this freedom-loving fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, and one issue at a time, faith-filled Friday. We've got 2 days to recap, Thursday and Wednesday. So let's start with Wednesday. We had our guest on, Becky Akers, a freelance writer, well-known anarchist. And you know what? Her articles appear all over. She writes against the abuses of the TSA, and she's been written up in the Christian Science Monitor, the Washington Post, the New York Post, Liberty Roundtable Live, LouRockwell.com, Forbes, just about everywhere. She's a great writer, and she even wrote two novels. Okay? Her first novel is called Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots to ever live. The second one, Abducting Arnold, about the Benedict Arnold story, probably the other side of the story you've never heard of. Two great novels. Get them before they're banned. We talked about New York Governor Kathy Hochul admits that COVID hospitalizations are flat out overcounted after top health officials confessed that she misled parents to promote vaccinations. Think about that, folks. You got a top New York official misled parents to promote vaccinations. If you've got a lie to promote vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen, you know something's wrong with their narrative, don't you? Anyway, even Thug Fauci admits, he says, if you look at the children that are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And so why are we hearing this 2 years later? When you doubled down and talked about the injury and the death and the hospitalizations that are overflowing hospitals for 2 years, Anthony, and we told you it wasn't true, hospitals weren't full of the people with COVID, and you lied, all to ratchet up that fear, all to ratchet up that concern, all misleading the public. You, the leaders of states, have done the same thing. Why are you on this bender for dishonesty? Is government outright lying when it comes to everything COVID related? And the answer is you have to really start to think so. They lied about hospitalizations. If you broke your leg, you went in, oh man, you got tested for COVID, then COVID positive, it was a COVID case at the hospital. Lies. You went in for a broken leg. Okay, deaths are the same way. They've been lying about the numbers of deaths. If you die, but you didn't die because of COVID, but you had COVID at the time of your death, it's a COVID death. Lies, lies, all the way through lies. And now they're admitting it 2 years later. I call for Fauci to be fired. But so is Rand Paul and everybody else, but the American people love Anthony. They love old Tony Fauci, dishonest Tony. But there's now a push to have a big old debate. That's right. I'll tell you about that debate later in the broadcast. A huge debate being considered. It'll be an interesting debate, I'll tell you that right now. Anthony Fauci debated Rand Paul and lost big on the Senate floor, right? Just imagine if a couple of other doctors. Yeah, debate Anthony Fauci. I'll tell you who coming up. All right, the FBI's secret weapon in the Capitol attack, they call it manhunt attack, if you will. So, you know, the attack on the Capitol, then the manhunt by government after, right? They call it a band of online sleuths called sedition hunters. And they have had an enormous effect on the January 6th investigation. HuffPost with the details. Now, Becky warns, why would the HuffPost report this? The HuffPost is not our friend. She's right. But they say sedition hunters is a global community of open source intelligence investigators working together to assist the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI and Washington, D.C. Capitol Police to find out who's committing crimes. Seditionhunters.org. This is a very scary development, ladies and gentlemen, because the FBI literally is working with these people, and the FBI doesn't really know even who they are. Okay, I believe the U.S. government and the military now have declared war on the American people with this kind of manhunt, violating your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, literally spying on all your communications. But you know what, folks? This is nothing new. The Republicans kicked this off, not the Democrats. The Republicans, under the leadership of, you got it, George Bush. George Bush used the Patriot Act and other communication capabilities to spy on the American people. And when he got caught at it, he lied. And when he lied, he said, oh, we're just, you know, focusing on foreign people and people of interest and people that are likely to be terrorists with probable cause. And then later, it turned out that everybody. Yeah, it turned out that everybody was being spied on. And then instead of admitting he lied and tossing him out of office and charging him criminally for his dishonest abuse of the Constitution, we doubled down and backed George and gave him more and more authority. It's a shame. Biden declares war on America, literally. That's a headline written by Charles Hurt in the Washington Times. So it's not just me saying that. Oh, but yet you got to understand that article that I just mentioned. Biden declares war on America, literally. That was April 29, 2021. Literally almost 10 years or a little over 10 years ago. So this war on America by the liberals and socialists has been going on for quite some time. Yeah, there you have it. We also reported on, remember, David Daladin. He was the guy that reported on the Planned Parenthood in bed with the United States government, literally buying and selling baby body parts, harvesting from abortions, baby body parts, and selling them. Anyway, he spent 30 months investigating and capturing proof, evidence, video of Planned Parenthood's top leadership medical directors in bed with your government and our tax dollars. Yeah. Well, now David has 9 felony counts. Kamala Harris literally raided his home over this. So the one that gets the shaft is the one trying to stop the murder of babies and the buying and selling of baby body parts. The guy that tries to call a halt to that murderous agenda goes to jail. 9 felony counts. The thugs that are committing the crimes run free. Yeah, government ratchets up. Using COVID con as a pretext to peddle fear everywhere. The Great Reset absolutely continues, is the point Becky Akers really finished the broadcast on. They're resetting everything that we hold dear into something. They're changing the affairs of the nation in a very dangerous way. Second hour will be with Dr. Scott Bradley, and we'll break that down in much more detail, by the way. President Biden attacking Donald Trump. What a shame that is. We'll talk about that more. But literally referring to democracy over and over. That was Wednesday's show. On Thursday, yesterday, we had an equally incredible broadcast. We had our guest with us, Chris Carlson, well-known citizen reporter. He says, without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The fight for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Amen to that. We'll follow the facts wherever they lead, lies. Attorney General Merrick Garland. Yeah, he vows to pursue Jan 6 perpetrators wherever it may lead. But he lies. Because we talked about Meet Ray Epps Part 2. Details exposing massive web of provocateurs, operators, if you will, at the head of the insurrection. Revolver.news with this incredible, incredible article. And we laid out the characters 6 weeks ago. They had their first article. That's why it's part two on Ray Epps. But 6 weeks ago, Revolver News published a blockbuster investigative report on Ray Epps, a man who more than any other individual appears to be the key to unlocking exactly what happened. The question of, was government involved in the January 6th insurrection? And the answer, we believe, is yes. Epps was seen leading key people and managing key aspects of the initial breach of the Capitol grounds himself. Yes, Ray Epps. And in this report, Revolver News blows open this network of still unindicted key operators who appeared to have been working with and or around Ray Epps during the initial Capitol grounds breach, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard about this gun-filled, possibly gun-filled bus? It was called Hippies for Trump that was literally stopped the day before January 6th insurrection. Yeah, did you ever hear about that before we told you about it? Yeah, the mainstream press covered it up entirely. The official story says that an individual by the name of Ryan Sansel started the riot by pushing the barricades first. That turned out to be a flat-out lie. We have on video somebody else ahead of Ryan. Who are these people? We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrat. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday we had a two-hour special broadcast documenting the January 6th, 2021 Capitol insurrection breach. Most people were there innocently, were funneled into places they should have not been, and were dishonestly betrayed, we believe, by, well, several unique people. We believe the government is backing these people that created the insurrection. Why do we believe that? Because we have fingered who these people are via all kinds of video evidence, timestamped phone record evidence, and everything else. And the government's not looking at any of the people really responsible, although they've got several hundred political prisoners that are really innocent that are in jail. And they're not being treated very fairly. But we talked about who are these people at the lead of this insurrection on video. Ray Epps is the key. Then we have several other people. We don't know their names, so we've got nicknames for them. scaffold commanders, the guy that was up on the scaffolding with a bullhorn telling the people to move forward, move forward. We're going to get into the Capitol, then celebrating when they got into the Capitol. He's working directly with Ray Epps as well. Who is this guy? We also have Tower Man, who tried to give a peaceful speech, and then scaffold commander shut him down. Well, they're partners. They were seen working together. Tower Man was seen later involved in the insurrection, and contrary to his speech. So it's good cop, bad cop going on. Fence cutter Bulwark. This is the guy that really started cutting fences and throwing barricades behind the wall so people didn't realize. They literally created a breach, letting the American people not realize that they were crossing areas they should not even be in. We also have Black Ski Mask. Who is this guy? This guy was on a bus that was stopped right out in front of the Justice Department a day before the insurrection. And Black Ski Mask was on that bus, and they said there was drugs and weapons, meaning guns and possibly bombs and everything else on that bus. It got stopped. How did Black Ski Mask continue? Well, he's involved with Ray Epps, with Fence Cutter Bulwark, with Tower Man, with Scaffold Commander. What's up with all that? Then you got Be Civil Guy playing the good cop, bad cop to Black Ski Mask. Why do we say that? Because Black Civil Guy, ladies and gentlemen, said be civil, be civil, be civil, but then he's seen working with the insurrectionists, the people who led the breach and paved the way for the American people to be led into this dishonest funnel, straight into the Capitol, and then betray them. Okay, but the FBI, the government's not looking at any of these people. None of them. You gotta ask the question why. Anyway, Revolver.News does a great job reporting on the Ray Epps story, and then Ray Epps Part 2. We played sound bites and everything else about the agenda. You hear him on bullhorn saying, move forward, let's fill up the Capitol, move forward. Ray Epps the day before, literally saying, we're going to breach the Capitol. I know I'll get arrested for saying this. And then American people trying to talk Ray Epps and these leaders out of breaking the law over and over, but they just get shut down by these alpha male people that are literally betraying the American people. It's a shame. And then Donald Trump, you know, the Democrats say he was the leader of it all. I disputed that for a long time and don't think that he was. I think he was betrayed. But you know what? I'm starting to wonder. Turns out that Donald Trump canceled his press conference yesterday. Why? Well, the word has it on the street that it wasn't good for the Republican Party. So Republicans told Donald to back off of it. But why isn't Donald Trump reporting on these goons who have been now named and focused on big time in videos that the FBI is flat out ignoring, the Justice Department ignoring? None of those people are arrested. Why? And why would Donald Trump cancel his conference? And if Donald Trump's the big media guy, why a year later does he not even have a media service? If he's the big media guy wanting the truth, why isn't he the one talking about Revolver.News like we are? All Donald's doing is firing back at Biden. Biden saying you lost the election and you tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power. And then Trump saying, ah, there's election fraud, you're lying. But no one's focusing on the real people that created the insurrection. Why do you say that's related? Because the insurrection is directly related, ladies and gentlemen, directly related to vote fraud, to election fraud. Why? That's the whole reason everybody was there, remember? They were there to peacefully say, let's investigate this vote fraud, Congress, you have a duty. And what happened is the insurrection occurred. It derailed everybody. Congress never vetted the elections. They just moved ahead and ignored it all. So unless you're going to finger the people really responsible for the insurrection, unless you're really going to get to the bottom of that, unless you're really going to create accountability here, what you've got is the swamp against the rest of us. The question becomes, is Donald part of that swamp? I don't know. But by his actions, it sure doesn't seem like he's helping us get to the bottom of it, does it? Biden is mocking Trump. But Trump could have literally pardoned everybody at the Capitol, except for these few that we've now focused on. Well, Trump could have done that, right? How come he didn't? Trump could have got rid of Anthony Fauci, but he didn't. Trump is still promoting the vaccines. So I don't really know where Trump stands, but many people are now saying he betrayed us. Well, I can see their point. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, back with us. Thank heavens for that. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you. Thank goodness.
What do you think about this whole thing, though? It's crazy. There's literally, in Revolver magazine, there's about five or six people that literally we've fingered as people who created the insurrection. We see them literally, while everybody else is still at the Trump speech, leading the effort to literally pave the way for people to come into the Capitol, not realizing that they're in spots they shouldn't be. You've got a guy on a scaffold with a bullhorn telling people, move along, come on, where most people would believe he might have been part of the security team. You know, when you go to Disneyland, they say this way, that way, come over here, shorten the line, whatever they... Okay, similar thing. You've got these people literally paving the way and removing all references to you shouldn't be here, and then leading the people straight into the Capitol and betraying them. They're literally seen negotiating with police and everything else, Brian, but yet the government's not looking at any, not a single one of these key figures.
Well, and it doesn't shock me. You know, that's the thing. I totally get it. I mean, I that's kind of what we've been saying all along. I mean, in the, you know, fake news out there, they don't want to, you know, report any of that. We don't see that on the news. It doesn't show any of that. They just, you know, simply say, well, this is what happened. These people were the Trump supporters came in and we put a lot of them in jail, or some of them are still in jail and so on. But I am shocked at the fact of Trump doesn't come forth and say anything. So your point on that is very well done.
I just find it very weird, especially, you know, you could give maybe him a pass if you say maybe he doesn't know. But this guy's claiming he's going to crank up a news service. We've been waiting a year for his news service, and he can't crank one up. I built one. Maybe he should call me.
That's right.
Can't get it done, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
It's just weird. Gosh. Weird as all get out, I'm telling you right now. It's just strange.
But it doesn't shock me. To see that, I think the people really need to see that. And I don't think a lot of people know that, because they're, you know, we're not tuned in. We're tuned into the news that's manipulated by the left, and that's what we see. And so that's what we say, well, this is what happened. Well, apparently that's not what happened, and we just don't get the news. And that's what's sad.
Yes, and whether you agree with the news or not, or whether you agree with our narrative or not, why don't we openly debate and discuss this?
Right.
See, that's the problem in America, too. We don't openly debate and discuss things anymore at all. And to me, that's kind of the real problem.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, without that debate, we're not going to get the true answers. We're not going to see the light and so on. And so that is. And they kind of shut down that narrative so that it's kind of like, you know, you go back to these, politicians running, and they have their debates and so on, and they kind of ask these questions, and that's the only questions we're going to ask. And you're not allowed to ask anything about this, that, or the other. We're not going to talk about that, or they'll step up and leave the interview because they don't want to. If you answer that question, we're not going to be here. And just kind of their agenda. So it's sad.
Now, check this out. I find this story interesting as well. Headline says, the presidential election in Arizona, Maricopa County, the largest county in the state, was secure and not rigged. Now, they have come out with a big 93-page report saying it's not rigged. The investigation was flawed. The local government said there in a report Wednesday, the 93-page account directly counters claims made by former President Donald Trump and his allies. They say it also comes months after an independent audit sponsored by the Republican-led state Senate found that President Joe Biden won. So there you have that. Now, I still believe there's vote fraud, Brian.
Yeah.
And I believe they're covering it up, but I also believe it's getting harder and harder and harder to support the narrative that Donald Trump has on this one.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about it more. We got a whole lot to cover, including Bitcoin and where gold and silver sits. The Honest Money Report in seconds with Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd.
The Biden administration used the moment to sell its voting legislation currently up for debate. Weather forecasters are reporting a quick-moving storm traveling into the Northeast could strengthen into winter season's first bomb cyclone Friday, dumping up to 6 inches of snow in New York City. The storm is expected to blanket the tri-state area. Kazakhstan's president said Friday he ordered his troops to shoot and kill without warning in an effort to strike down anti-government protests that have been raging for nearly a week. President Tokayev dismissed calls from abroad for negotiations as stupidity and vowed to crush the demonstrators. He has welcomed in Russian soldiers to help him. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable health care, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Can the federal government force you to put things into your body? That's the debate going on at the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court will soon decide whether the White House can make healthcare workers and employees of large businesses get vaccinated. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry appears on Fox News and describes what exactly this case will decide.
Can the federal government force you into a medical procedure? And that's what's at stake. Because if that is the case, then we are no longer sovereign individuals. We are basically serfs of the federal government. I think that we then end on a very, very slippery slope.
Louisiana is one of over a dozen states suing the federal government over these vaccine requirements. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
20 of Yellowstone National Park's renowned gray wolves roamed away from the park and were shot by hunters in recent months. The predators were reintroduced to the region more than 25 years ago. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. The presidential election in Arizona's Maricopa County, the largest in what they call the battleground state, was secure and not rigged. The Republican-controlled local government asserts. That's what they said in a report on Wednesday, a 93-page blockbuster report. They claim this counters the claims of Donald Trump and crew who say there's election fraud. I still believe without a doubt there is election fraud. But I also believe, again, when you have third-party investigations that get shut down, that misfire, when you have this, when you have that, when you have, ladies and gentlemen, you're never going to get to the bottom of it. The courts are against you. They won't even look at it. When Congress is supposed to look at it, they have a literal insurrection led by a team of who knows who. And then, hey, a bunch of political prisoners that are innocent got caught in a trap. They're all indicted. They're all in jail. But the people who made this happen, nothing's going on with them. And now they're making a heyday out of this. Biden attacking Trump, literally saying democracy's in trouble. Oh, my heavens, we're going to lose our democracy. Okay, it literally says this, a dagger at the throat of democracy, Brian.
There you go. Like, well,
Brian, you know what the problem is?
What's that?
We don't even have a democracy.
There you go.
How do you have a dagger at the throat of the kind of government we don't even have?
That's a good point.
Okay, if you don't believe me, try and pledge allegiance to the flag, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a democracy. And to the republic for which it stands. Now you can say, Sam, that's just semantics. We have a democratic republic. Okay, no, we have a constitutional republic. We don't even have a democratic republic, Brian.
That's
they
right.
They can say, wasn't there some democratic principles? Yeah, there's some, but that's only a teeny piece of what our country is, right?
That's right. No, you're exactly right. So I guess with them saying that, I guess it's like them, you know, they're telling us what they want us to believe. The sky is green. Now, to me, it looks blue, but no, it's really green. You know, it's that kind of analogy, and you're thinking, wow, wrong's right, right's wrong. It's kind of this whole, it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
You lost your sense of smell to the COVID. Now you've lost your sense of sight.
Right.
You don't even know what color things are anymore, Brian.
That's a good point.
It's like, what the heck? Oh, man, let's move to the Honest Money Report. Sir, where's gold sitting?
Gold sitting 1792.10.
Wow. So what does that mean?
Bit. Well, it means about what we've been seeing for the last, you know.
What, just slight ups
while.
And downs and that's it?
Yeah, that's right. The peaks and valleys, which we're going to continue to see as long as they're able to control and print money like it doesn't mean anything and just go and basically get us to believe that all's well in Zion kind of thing, you know. And it's funny, you know, shortage of jobs and can't get any supplies. And, I mean, but, yeah, same as usual. Things haven't –
1792.10, ladies and gentlemen. All right, where's silver?
22.25.
Wow, that's down two, right?
Down two, yep.
You know what that means, folks? Down. That means it's time to buy some silver.
Yeah.
Right, Brian?
That's right. Well, I've been saying it's time to been buying. I mean, we look at the prices and kind of look at that. But realistically, I mean, physical, though, isn't really coming down much. We're seeing some dips, but it's still pretty heavy. I mean, silver, an ounce of silver at the $27, $28 range. And, so.
How much does it cost me to get a Silver Eagle silver dollar right now?
Those are running about the $34 range, $35 range, yeah.
All right, so that hasn't really changed too much. 35-to-1 reality check, ladies and gentlemen, is the bottom line on that constitutional currency there. All right, here's the headline.
Here, Bitcoin. Wait, can I jump in here real quick?
Just to
please. Rhodium, 18,000 on rhodium.
Oh, yeah.
It's moving back up. Oh, it's moving back up for
Kirk Crosby getting richer.
That's right.
And Kirk Crosby just like, if I were a rich man,
a jar of honey and some rhodium.
All right, rhodium's on its way up. Do you think we're going to have shortages of metals even more so as we go forward in 22?
Well, the demand, I mean, panic will drive some things. I mean, we're already seeing. You know, I've been chasing silver and gold for quite a while, and I've got product in just because I've been chasing it, and I really don't want the currency, so I'm getting rid of that and just buying where I can buy. And so, but yeah, some of the largest, you know, the largest silver, he's 3 or 4 months out on delivery, and now he doesn't just produce coin, he does industry and everything else, but I mean there's crunches, sure.
So what you're saying is there's booms and busts and crunches and shortages, but Brian Rust, ladies and gentlemen, is wise enough to kind of watch the markets. He sees how it's going. He's been at this for a long time, and he goes ahead and goes on a buying bender so that when you need gold and silver, he's got it. That's the kind of job he does as he watches and as he helps people understand precious metals, understand that you don't want to just go crazy on them, but you do want to slowly but surely build a portfolio of constitutional currency. It acts as a hedge against the booms and busts, and it's stable and you take possession of it. And like the founding fathers understood this intrinsic value, it's portable, it's available everywhere, it'll be the medium of exchange in times of barter or times of need. In the good times, it'll just act as a hedge against the ever pervasive inflation that goes on with fiat currencies everywhere. And Brian Rust keeps an eye on that ball just for you. And he's got coin. He's got real money. RustCoinAndGift.com. All right. Did you have more on that, Brian?
No, you're right. I mean, it's good to start putting a little away. Don't look at the goal while it's dropping, it's coming. Yeah. You just need to, with the things going on in the world right now, you just want to, you know, peace of mind is putting and preparing. So, yep.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the headline that I find fascinating. It says Bitcoin, Ethereum, among crypto losing value. So they say cryptocurrencies are losing value, what they call amid investor uncertainty. The Motley Fool with this one, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a very interesting headline. They say Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrency prices have fallen this week as the tug of war between crypto bears and bulls moves on. Thursday brought continued uncertainty to Wall Street as investors kept trying to consider the ramifications of the Federal Reserve's latest meeting for the stock market and the economy. Cryptocurrencies continue to lose value, extending declines from all-time highs. As the tug-of-war between bulls and bears in the crypto world goes on, the more important question still remains unanswered. That is how average investors perceive this currency. Brian, that leads right into my question for you. The drop in Bitcoin relates to how the average investor perceives the investment. This goes back to the confidence game that you and I talked about a week or two ago. What do you mean the value is based on how we perceive it? That isn't value, Brian.
Here you go.
Well, what if all of a sudden you said, Sam, your house is worth $500,000, buddy, but we perceive it to be a piece of crap. It's only worth $50.
That's right. That's exactly
right. What the heck are they talking about?
Well,
but isn't that the reality with fake money, though, with fiat currencies really everywhere? Isn't that the bottom line?
No, it is. That's exactly right. I mean, if we perceive, you know, the strength of our economy or so on based on real money, you know, and so on, and then fake money and so on, what we perceive the fact of, okay, they keep pumping fake money into our market system, what's that going to do? And it's the same with, I think, as the Feds look to tighten maybe their monetary policy. So, okay, well, here's crypto. How are we going to, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to monitor it? How are we going to, you know, what's the tax, you know, implications and all the other things, I guess, that come with that? You know, maybe, you know, that's the negative news there or so on, or people look at that and say, well, yeah, I don't know if I want to be in that. It's hard. Yeah, I'm sure that's the key. All right.
I just find that very, very strange when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen. So listen to this carefully. They say the drop in Bitcoin can be a double whammy for Bitcoin miners. First, they make their revenue in Bitcoin as compensation for providing mining services to the network. Here's the problem. When Bitcoin goes down, their revenue goes down as well without any real offset to their costs. Think about that. Given the high level of fixed costs associated with mining, we can see net incomes dropping dramatically if this current Bitcoin confidence game trend continues. Very interesting. When we come back, we'll tell you a little more about this. Now, Brian, respond in seconds. You're listening to The Honest Money Report on Liberty Roundtable Live.
People in government hate to be compared to Nazi Germany. But what is going on with the COVID vaccine is very similar to the beginning of something that happened not long ago. From 1933 to 1945, Nazi Germany carried out a campaign to cleanse German society of individuals viewed as biological threats to the nation's health. Enlisting doctors, the Nazis developed a health policy that began with mass sterilization of what they called genetically diseased persons, Jews, blacks, and gypsies. With legitimacy provided by science experts, the Nazi regime carried out a program of forced sterilization, then isolation from the rest of the German population, and finally, euthanasia, that found its most radical manifestation in the death of millions of people that were considered a national health risk. Sound familiar?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so they're talking about Bitcoin melting down. Bitcoin and Ethereum, among cryptocurrencies losing value amid investor uncertainty. In other words, that's the confidence game, ladies and gentlemen. They say those who mine Bitcoin are getting a double whammy because, man, they're getting beat on all ends. Their costs don't decrease when it comes to mining, but yet, you know, cost them more to do it, and people aren't investing as much, and they're getting a double whammy. But then here's what they say that I find very fascinating about all fiat currencies. Listen carefully. On its face, there wasn't anything particular or particularly unusual about today's moves in prices regarding top crypto assets. And then they say Bitcoin was down 6%, Ethereum down 8%. Okay, but they say there's no real genuine reason why that should be. What? There wasn't anything fundamental that stood out as justifying these steep moves. Rather, investor sentiment seemed to hinge on the perception that crypto asset values will rise and fall with monetary policy. In other words, with government manipulations. And the Fed's tightening stance is seen as a threat to further upward moves in Bitcoin and Ethereum. Brian, you want to respond to this?
Well, the government's got to get their hand in, and, you know, they can't. The threat, there's the big word, you know, if they feel there's a threat kind of going on out there and so on. I know that, you know, China, you know, what did they crack down on the mining basically in 2021? And so a lot of this mining operation went and moved to Kazakhstan, or I can't even pronounce it. They moved kind of there, but realistically, the government shutting down internet and other things that help mine this stuff is causing some big things. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But like you say, just news. Like we in the metals market, just news. Like the Fed comes out and says, "Oh, we're gonna do this," or jobs that wasn't as bad this month, or our job growth, or you know, they just, these little bit of news affects the markets, and so they do or say whatever they want to create the ups and downs in these markets just on hype. So you know, there's a lot of crap that, you know, stuff like that goes on in these markets and causes the you know, the ups and downs. But yeah, the government's going to get their hand in, and then if they want to, you know, and there's a threat there basically in them, you know, doing what they're doing in the new currency in other countries who are coming on board to say we're going to use crypto. It'll be interesting to see how that'll come to play.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear with you about something that's vital that I want Brian to kind of help you understand. Gold and silver does not have crazy fluctuations like this. Okay, it just doesn't. Now you say, wait a minute, Sam, that's not true. It spikes and this and that. If you take away the paper manipulations, in other words, the future on paper game playing, where people don't have to take possession of the gold and silver, you have a point. If you want to take possession of the gold and silver, you don't have a point at all, Brian, unless you start to look at how they manipulated the market and promised so much on paper that if they have to deliver, it would skyrocket because they've manipulated supply and demand so much. It's the manipulation that would cause that problem. And then the make good on the promise, if you will, that's the problem, not necessarily the constitutional intrinsic value coin itself. There's a big difference there, right?
That's right. No, that's exactly right. I mean, the manipulation in that market and so on. Yeah, I mean, if it's like the our big central bank, these big bankers and so on that manipulate this market. That's why we see these spikes and so on. What J.P. Morgan borrowed $30 billion, he borrowed because of some bad trading in 2019. But yet they're making these $5 billion profits in the paper market, which has effect on the metal market based on, you know, oh, they just dumped millions of dollars. We talked about spoofing and other things that happened on these computer things. So, yeah, all that comes into play.
All right, listen to this final statement in this article about Bitcoins and cryptocurrencies tumbling. Here's what it says. What happened to cryptocurrency Bitcoin prices? They say top cryptocurrencies fell heavily on Wednesday as a broad NASDAQ sell-off continued to run through its second straight day and into the third day. Then they say the Federal Reserve then proceeded to pour gasoline on the bonfire, promising to shut off spigots of easy money for the economy and raise interest rates. And so they say as many as 8 separate times over the next 3 years, frightening many investors away from riskier assets such as cryptocurrencies. So that's the problem with them, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying they're not just as good as any other investment that's risky, okay? But if you're going to buy Bitcoin or any other digital currency, if you're going to dip your toe in the crypto, understand that it will boom and bust like every other fake currency on the planet. And it just depends on the factors that relate on whether it'll boom or bust. But no doubt, the government's policies, the Fed's monetary control affects Bitcoin or any other digital currency, cryptocurrency, just as much as anything else, Brian. The only thing that doesn't really have that manipulatability is gold and silver.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, if we're holding this in our hand, or we have metal or that, you know, that's what I'm involved in. But if we hold metal in my hand, I have it right here. It's not a piece of paper. It's not. I don't have to call someone and say, hey, you know, sell this. Sell, you know, everything's drawable. Or you get me out or whatever. Or the computer type scenario. But you have it. That's peace of mind right there. And that's kind of when you go old school. Old school was they didn't maybe trust the banks because of all the things that were going on. So they, you know, they kept it. They had it. And when our city blocks were bought with metal because others couldn't afford to pay, others stepped in and bought city blocks pennies on the dollar, basically, because they were going to lose it anyway. So back in the Depression era. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a piece of paper. They poured paper in the street because they said, well, we don't want that. Right.
Now, I had a friend that looked at me and said, I don't want gold and silver, Sam. I want to buy things that are needful. Like, I want to buy bullets and I want to buy food and I want to buy all those things because, you know what, I won't care about your gold and silver when I'm hungry. And my response is, what happens if you're required to flee from all that heavy stuff you have? You won't be able to take all your food and or your bullets or all these heavy things with you. You'll be on the run with nothing. But if I go ahead and take my portable constitutional currency, baby, when I wind up in my new safe place, I've got the ability now to get more food, more beans, Band-Aids, and bullets, or whatever I need. Understand it's all these different qualities that constitutional currency has, portability being chief among them, is the key here, Brian.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there again, you know, the manipulation that's going on in all these markets and the paper-driven markets and the all the illegal stuff that goes on and they say it's just what part of business is type thing. Yeah, you need physical. It's what you need. I mean, yeah, we need food. We need bullets and other things and so on. But there again, metal, you know, that currency is something that's going to help as well. It's tradable. We've done it. You know, in 1980, we were trading gas, R.C. Willie Smith's gas stations. They were all trading metal for product. Well, it's in place if we need it, and it looks like we might need it at some point here. So,
all right. I got two quick interesting things before the end of the hour to share with you, Brian. Remember how I told you that Florona was the new term they're using for everything? that means that you get the flu and the cocoa at the same time. It's called Florona. And now Florona is being talked about everywhere. I told you about it a couple of weeks ago, right when the, you know, inklings about it were happening. But now they even have articles out. What to know about Florona? What do you need to know, Brian?
Good question.
They want you to know that it can be really bad and you got to get all kinds of vaccines. The cocoa vax, right. The flu vax, you got to have all of them. And if you don't, you're at serious risk, Brian.
Yeah. Well, what is it? The Moderna, what was it? The booster. Now there's a second booster, and when, I guess there'll be a third, fourth, or fifth. So this Florona, maybe it has it all in it. Maybe one, you know, one jab of it's a joke, if you ask me, all this stuff. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So,
and ladies and gentlemen, we're not mocking those people who get sick. Okay, let's be very clear. We are mocking the narrative that they're pushing, though, that the only way to deal with it is their vaccinations. We're also mocking the continued peddling of fear that with these people seems to never end, Brian. That's the problem.
That's right.
When can we come back to some normalcy and to some solutions and to some hope?
That's right. Does anybody get the flu anymore or a cold? I think that nobody does.
Dude, you get the Florona now, buddy.
Oh, okay. So it's yeah.
Pretty soon all diseases are going to be one. They're just going to call you sick.
That's right.
Everything is just one big old sick, and all you got to do is get a gazillion vaccines, buddy.
You got it. I think you're right.
And then after you take the gazillion vaccines, you'll still be sick. And then they'll say, but you're not as sick as the other sick guys.
That's right. Oh,
wow,
that's right. I heard, hey, yeah, I've heard sick. You know, you used to hear that. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, your hair looks sick. Okay, well, yeah, I think that's kind of where we're headed.
There you go. I got good news to end the hour. There's a new radio network. Remember the Brady and TV people that do TV? So every Tuesday, second hour of the show is simulcast with the Sheriff Mac Show on Brady on TV. Well, now Brady on. Owned by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, as he's known. He has Natural News and a bunch of other sites. Well-known guy. Anyway, Mike Adams and Alan Keyes and others put together Brighteon Radio Networks now. And so Brighteon Radio launches January the 10th on Monday. They call it Free Speech Audio Streaming for Humanity. BrighteonRadio.com. Well, the cool part is they've decided to take the second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live Monday through Friday. So we have more listeners, more distribution now than ever before, Brian.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Slowly but surely. Brian, you know, that's,
now Brian
that's
Rush can mock the fake money people more globally.
There you go. Appreciate that. Getting me in the...
Do you have a final comment of the day for us, Brian?
You're doing a great job, Sam. It's just good. You know, we need this is good news to get out there, more radios and TV and so on, because more people need to know. I mean, it's, you know, I think people bury their head in the sand and hope all comes, they all are able to survive. But news, you know, peace of mind is his truth, right? Turn to God.
Amen to that, sir. I do believe it's about God, family, and country. And I do believe that we're looking in the all the wrong places for solutions. If we think political answers are the key, we're wrong. The only answer is morality in the people. Our nation is for moral and religious people, and there is no other way, Brian.
Amen. I agree.
My friend, Godspeed. Thank you so much. We'll chat soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Brian Rust, ladies and gentlemen, always doing a phenomenal job. If you want a friend in the honest money business, Brian Rust at rustcoinandgift.com is your answer. He ships metal all over the country. He has the foresight to make sure that when everybody else is out, he's got metal. Now, there's a limit when there's a big run. Sometimes it gets hard, but he does have foresight. I thought everybody else was out of metal, and I went to Brian, and he goes, I've got someone you need. So he really does have the foresight to keep an eye on this. Him and his family have been doing it for well over 50 years. And the best part about Brian is he wants it to be constitutional. He wants you to take possession of your metal, and he wants metal that has real intrinsic value. RustCoinandGift.com. God save the Republic.